Good morning, everyone. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 8.
大家请打开你的圣经到路加福音第八章。
As you're turning there, if I may distract you for a moment, and look at this slide.
当你们还在翻圣经的时候，请你们看一看荧幕上的这个图片。
We see this every week, but we seldom think about how we ought to prepare.
我们每个星期都看到这一个图片，不过我们不是常常会思念如何的预备。
Today, we'll be focusing on how to prepare to listen well.
今天我们要思考的课题就是如何预备自己来听。
So if you are at Luke chapter 8, we'll start reading from verse 4.
我们会从路加福音第八章第四节开始读。
And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot. And the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And when his disciples asked him about what this parable meant, he said, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go away, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, there are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be made known and come to light. Take care how you hear. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. He was told, Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you. But he answered them, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it.
路加福音第八章第四节，当许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣就用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候，有落在路旁的，被人践踏。天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了，有落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了。又有落在好土里的，生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。” 门徒问耶稣说，这比喻是什么意思呢？他说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。那些在磐石上的就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，极致遇见试炼就退后了。那落在荆棘里的就是人听得到，走开以后被今生的思虑钱财厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的子粒来。那落在好土里的就是人听得到，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐的，这结实。没有人点灯用器皿盖上，或放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人看见光亮。因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来被人知道的。所以你们应当小心怎样听，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。耶稣的母亲和大弟兄来了，因为人多不得到他跟前，有人告诉他说，你母亲和你弟兄站在外面要见你。耶稣回答说，听了神之道而遵行的人就是我的母亲我的弟兄了。
I'd like to share a fictional story with you, a parable.
我想要跟你们分享一个虚构的故事，一个比喻。
To teach a heavenly truth with an earthly story.
为的是要教导一个属天的真理，就是要用一个属世的故事来。
Once upon a time, there was a very quiet husband who doesn't like talking and his very talkative wife.
曾经有一个非常文静的丈夫，还有他一个非常健谈的妻子。
I repeat, this is a fictional story.
我重复，这个是一个虚构的故事。
One day after marketing, the wife came home to her husband who was reading his newspaper.
有一天当妻子买菜回到家的时候，看见她的丈夫坐在沙发上看报纸。
She went on and on about every encounter she had that day.
她不断地跟丈夫提起她那一天所遇见的每一件事情。
From the price of things to the sweet people she met.
从他见到善良的人，还有他所看见每一样的事物的价钱。
During her sharing, she heard her husband going, "Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm."
当她在跟丈夫分享的时候，她听见她的丈夫不断的发出嗯哼，嗯哼的声音。
After a while, though, she noticed the mechanical consistency of the replies.
过了一会儿，她发现怎么这么机械性的回复呢？
Then she looked over the newspapers.
她就朝报章的背后一看，
and noticed that his iPhone was going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
原来她丈夫的手机正在发出嗯哼嗯哼的声音。
You see,do we ourselves sometimes respond with the mechanical mm-hmm when we're not really listening?
我们有些时候是不是也一样机械性的发出嗯哼的声音，可是我们却不在听呢？
Are we botak or apathetic towards the word?
我们对神的道是不是带着一种毫不无动于衷的心态呢？
Is it just mere wind beside our ears?
这个是不是我们是不是把神的道当成是耳边风？
Scripture tells us, do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves.
圣经告诉我们，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Do what it says.
你们要行道。
The principle of do it or lose it is true in many areas of our lives, right?
我们发现这个原则就是如果你不做的话就会失去，这个原则在我们生命许多方面都是很真实的。
If you don't work out this muscle, you'll get soft.
如果你不锻炼你的肌肉的话会渐渐的松软。
If you don't practice your follow through in your basketball, right, Nigel? You know, and you don't have a good shot. You know?
如果你在打篮球方面不练习射击的话你就射不准。
And if you don't practice a language like Japanese, amen, Erica, yeah, we forget it, even though we knew it before.
如果你不在练习你在言语上的一些表的比如日本语你不练习的话你迟早不会讲。
You see, the principle of do it or lose it applies to listening to God's word as well.
所以这个你不做就会失去的原则在听神的话上也是一样的。
So today I'd like to cover three main points with you about how about taking care how you listen.
所以今天我想要跟你们分享三个重点关于你们应当小心怎样听。
The first is the parables on listening.
第一点就是顺服的比喻。
The second is the principle of listening.
第二就是顺服的原则。
And the third is the practice of listening.
第三就是顺服的应用。
We'll begin with the parables on listening.
首先我们看顺服的比喻。
Let us look back at the text that we read this morning.
让我们再次看我们今天早上读的这段经文。
I'm not going to exegete the whole passage, but I want to highlight the main point that it's all about listening well.
我不会完全的解释这整段经文，不过我想要讲的重点就是你要小心怎样听。
All the verses are really one lesson on listening.
这里全部的经文其实都是在教导一个聆听的功课。
Please look at verse 4 in your Bibles.
请你们看第四节。
See, when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, we'll stop there.
当许多人聚集又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，
It was because of what happened in the verses before this.
我们知道这里所发生的事情是因为之前所发生的。
Jesus' reputation was growing because he was casting out evil spirits.
耶稣基督的声誉日渐的扩大，因为他在某些地方赶鬼。
You see, they came to out of curiosity to hear what this miracle worker had to say.
很多人来是带着一种好奇的心，因为他们想要知道这个行神迹的人到底有什么话说。
You see, just like the fictional story of the quiet husband and the talkative wife, which was a parable of sorts.
就好像刚才我跟你们讲了一个虚构的故事，关于一个文静的丈夫，还有他健谈的太太，那个也是一个比喻。
Jesus' parable is of a much, much more urgent nature.
不过耶稣基督的比喻更加的迫切。
If we do not keep an open heart to receive the word, we will suffer forever.
如果我们的心不是开着来接受神的话，我们在永恒里就会有苦难。
That's because only the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to save sinners from sin and hell.
因为除了耶稣基督的福音之外，没有别的拯救。
Therefore, the preparedness of your heart to receive the word is vital.
所以你必须要预备好你自己的心来听神的话。
So the next part of verse 4 says he spoke in a parable.
第四节的下半段说耶稣用比喻说。
Verse 5, a sower went out to sow his seed.
第五节有一个撒种的出去撒种。
You see, the farmer doesn't dig one hole and put one seed there, dig one hole and then put another seed there. No, he does it in a broadcasting method, in a just tossing the seed out like this.
农夫在撒种的时候并不是挖一个洞放一粒种子，挖另外一个洞又放另外一粒种子，他是用广播式的把种子撒出去。
So the seed fell on all kinds of soils.
所以种子就掉在许多不同的地方。
And anyone who proclaims the true gospel is a sower.
宣扬真正福音的人就是撒种的人。
So sermon number one, as you can see on the chart, and also in the Bible here, in verse 5,
我们看见第一个地方或者第一个土的状况。
The roadside soil.
就是在路旁的土。
See, this roadside soil in particular was dry and hard.
这个路旁其实是非常的硬，也非常的干燥的。
See, when the seeds can't even grow their roots, they get crushed by the traveler or eaten up by the birds that flew by.
因为种子完全长不出根来，所以就被人践踏，而且被砸碎了，也被鸟给吃了。
So look in your Bibles at verse 6, there's another group of seeds. It fell on the rocky soil.
在第六节告诉我们有第二组种子掉在磐石上。
We're not talking about the big rocks on the surface.
我们不是说在这个地面上的石头。
Because the plowing would have removed those rocks.
因为在耕田的时候，那些小石块已经被移走了。
We're talking about the rock bed below the surface of the soil.
我们是在讲在地面下的磐石。
That cannot be removed by the plowing.
这个磐石是在耕田的时候移不走的。
So the seeds grow the roots, but they can't get past this rock bed to get to the water table underneath.
所以种子是会长一些根出来，不过它通不过那个磐石，来不到那个达不到那个水源。
So if you look at the third kind of soil that the seed landed on, it was the thorny soil.
第三种土地就是充满着荆棘的土地。
See, that's in verse 7 in your passage. You see that?
这个就是在第七节那里看见。
So the soil looks good, but there were other life in it.
这个土看起来不错，不过在里面有其他的生命。
It looked fertile, but the weeds were among them as well.
看起来是肥地，不过当中也有荆棘。
See the weeds grow faster and suck out more nutrients than the weeds suck out more nutrients than the seed could take and blocks out the sunlight and just makes it really hard for the seed to grow.
荆棘长得比种子还要快，而且把土地里的那些营养素都给吸走了，而且它们长得比较快，也把阳光给挡住了。像这样的话，那个真正的种子就不能够成长。
And yet there was a fourth kind of soil, if you see in verse 8 of your Bibles.
第八节这里告诉我们有第四个地方或者第四种土。
It had none of the drawbacks of the previous kind of soils.
它没有其他前面的那些土地的缺点。
It was soft, it was deep, it had water, and it was free from weeds.
这个土是软的，而且是非常深的，也有水的滋润，也没有荆棘的存在。
This same parable was taught in Matthew and Mark, and it mentions that there was yields of 30 times, 60 times, and Luke here 100 times.
同样的比喻，耶稣也在马太福音跟马可福音那里有教导，不过那里有提到结实30倍、60倍、100倍，不过在路加福音这里只提到了100倍。
You see, Luke only mentions the highest yield.
路加所提到的就是最大的收获。
Any of these yields are above average of what a farmer would expect.
其实任何的这一些收获，三十倍、六十倍等等，都超过了平均的收获。
So let us look on in our passage to verse 9.
让我们继续看第九节。
And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant,
门徒问耶稣说：“这比喻是什么意思呢？”
Do you remember there was a huge crowd in verse 4?
你记得第四节那里告诉我们有许多人聚集。
How come there's only the disciples who wanted to know what this parable meant?
为什么只有门徒想要知道这个比喻是什么意思呢？
You see, only the disciples were behaving like what he said in verse 8, having ears to hear and wanting to hear.
因为只有门徒才像耶稣基督在第八节那里所讲的，有耳可听的就应当听。
What a privilege.
真是一个 荣誉。
Look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
He said, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others, they are in parables. So that, or for the purpose of, although they have eyes to see, they don't really see. And though they hear the words, they don't really listen.
第十节，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻，好叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。
See, the parable serves as a judgment.
其实这个比喻就是一种审判。
Whether you are a believer or an unbeliever,
无论你是信徒还是非信徒，
if you don't understand the word,
如果你听不明白神的话，
pray that God will enlighten the eyes of your heart and mind.
你应该祷告神能够使你的心还有你的眼睛得看见。
You see, in our passage here, we don't need to make wild guesses.
在这一种经文，我们不需要胡乱的猜测。
Jesus gives the interpretation.
因为耶稣基督自己给我们解释。
Verse 11,
第十一节。
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道。
Just as we mentioned that the seed lands on all kinds of soils, the word of God lands on all kinds of hearts.
就很像我们提到的那个种子撒到了不同的地方去，同样的，神的话就在不同的心上做工。
Just as there's nothing wrong with the seed, there's nothing wrong with the word of God.
种子其实没有问题，所以神的话也是没有问题。
The soil is the issue.
问题是那个地图。
Different types of soils produce different kind of responses.
不同的土地带来不同的反应。
Some openly reject it.
有些公开的拒绝。
Others merely put up with it.
有些只是忍受。
While others can't get enough of it.
而且有些人是完全得不够。
The soil represents different heart conditions.
这个地图就代表了人心的不同态度。
And the condition in agricultural terms of the soil is related to the preparedness of our hearts.
所以当我们讲到这个土的状况的时候，这个比喻就是在讲我们心的准备。
You see, we respond differently to different sermons because it has to do more with our hearts than with our ears.
我们对不同的信息有做出不同的反应，其实是因为我们的心，不是因为我们的耳朵。
So let's look at soil number one, the roadside soil.
所以让我们看第一个土，就是在路旁的。
What is Jesus' explanation of it?
耶稣基督给的解释是什么呢？
Verse 12,
第十二节。
So the ones along the path are those who have heard. Notice in verse 12, they heard.
那些在路旁的就是人听了道，你看见吗？他们听了道。
But they didn't believe.
不过他们没有信。
Towards the end of verse 12.
第十二节的后半段告诉我们。
So, Jesus' interpretation is that they were the ones who hear the gospel but outrightly reject the gospel.
耶稣基督给我们的解释就是这些人听了福音之后公开的拒绝福音。
You see, their hearts are too packed down by all the sins in their life.
因为他们的心完全的充满着罪恶。
And the devil takes the word away.
所以魔鬼就把这个神的道给抢走了。
Verse 13, the second kind of soil.
第十三节告诉我们第二种土。
They are the ones with no roots.
这些就是没有根的。
They are the kind who, in verse 13, receive the word when they hear it with joy.
第十三节告诉我们，这些人听了道欢喜领受。
Wow, someone's preaching the Bible. Woohoo! You know?
有人在讲圣经，他们很高兴。
But then when the challenges of life come,
不过当这个生命上的一些试炼来的时候，
the death of a loved one,
比如有爱人的死去，
terminal illness,
或者是得了绝症，
they say God is unfair,
他们就说神是不公平的。
How can God do this?
神怎么可以这么做？
I don't want to be a Christian anymore.
我不要做基督徒了。
So you ask yourself, are they really Christians to start with?
所以我们就问这个问题，他们是不是曾经是真正的基督徒呢？
If you look at the end of verse 12 and verse 13, you see that they did, verse 12 says they did not believe and were not saved, right? But end of 13 says they only believe a while. Is that any better?
第十二节告诉我们有一组人是完全不信的，可是第十三节告诉我们这些是暂时相信的，他们比较好吗？
So think with me, if you didn't believe immediately, you reject, so you don't become a believer.
所以你要有一种思想，如果你听了道之后你拒绝，所以你不是一个信徒。
So forever you're not a believer, right?
你从以前到现在都不是信徒。
But if you only believe a while, which is a little bit longer than the first time.
不过如果你是相信了一下子或者暂时相信的话，你相信的时间比第一组人长一点。
But then you also stop believing, and forever you're not a believer.
不过还是停止相信了，所以从今开始你不是一个信徒。
You see, both groups of believing are wrong.
两组人所谓的相信都是错的。
Let's look at verse 14.
让我们看第十四节。
And then there are those who were concerned or choked with the pleasures of life.
我们看见那一些被今生的思虑还有今生的厌乐给挤住了的人。
You see, unlike the second group where they were crowded out by the sufferings and the challenges, this third group was crowded out by the good things of life.
第二组人他们是被今生的试炼或者苦难给挤住了，不过第三组人是因为这个今生的厌乐还有享受给挤住了。
You see, both groups didn't understand the Lordship salvation.
你看见吗？这两组人都不明白耶稣基督为救主的意思。
They may think, oh, as long as I said the sinner's prayer once, it doesn't matter how I live after that. I can live in sin. I have my ticket out of hell.
他们可能以为我已经讲了那个祷告了，所以我应该已经得救了。我现在怎样犯罪也没有关系，因为我已经有了那个逃离地狱的门票。
You see, the prosperity, health, wealth, gospel, it's also a lie.
所以我们看到这个发财的福音告诉你你会得医治的这种福音其实是一个谎言。
Neither of these believe in the Lordship salvation.
因为这些人都不是真正信靠耶稣基督为他们的主。
When we pray that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, we mean He's our Master and our Redeemer.
当我们祷告耶稣基督成为我们救主的时候，他不只是救我们，他也是我们的主。
Perseverance is the mark of true faith.
你必须要坚持到底，这个才是真正信心的标志。
The wrong salvation message is the one that says, go ahead, just sin all you want.You're going to heaven anyway.
那个假的福音就是告诉你，你已经朝着天堂去了，没关系，你继续犯罪吧。
Paul attacks this in Romans 6 and 7 very clearly.
保罗就在罗马书第六章跟第七章针对这一点来提。
So whether you are consumed by troubles or by pleasure.
所以无论是苦难或者是享受
，neither one brings fruit，
两种都不会给你带来果子。
But let's look at the fourth kind of soil。
让我们现在来看第四种土
，verse 15，
第十五节。
These are the ones who, in contrast to the other three, heard the word in a good and honest heart.
这里就是跟其他三种土的相比之下，这些是他们听了道之后是有善良的心。
So they understood the word and they accepted it and they were holding fast to it.
他们不只听了道，他们明白了这道，而且他们持守这道。
They bear the fruit that accompanies salvation in attitudes and in actions.
他们在心态上，在他们的态度上，还有他们的行为上，都结了果实。
See, although there are varying degrees of fruitfulness,
当然结的果实有不同的层次。
But they still bear fruit.
不过他们都有结果子。
Therefore, how you listen to the word has to do with how prepared your heart is to respond to it.
所以你如何听到，这个就代表了你的心有多么好的准备。
So please loosen the soil of your heart.
所以请你们把你们心里的土给弄松吧。
I'd like you to see that these four kinds of soils are not a believer behaving four different ways, but truly there's only one group of soils that shows the true believer.
我希望你们看得见，这里不是一个这个四种的土地不代表一个信徒有不四种不同的反应，而是代表了只有一种是真正信徒。
If you find yourself behaving like the first three types of soils, you can question your salvation.
如果你的行为就像第一到第三种土地的话，你有理由质问自己到底有没有得救。
You see, Hebrews 3 says.Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. It goes on in verse 12, says, Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you away, that you may fall away from the living God.
希伯来书第三章第七节告诉我们，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。第十二节也告诉我们，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃。
You see, the carelessness of our hearts is like when a worker uses a tool a lot, and the skin gets so thick and desensitized.
我们的心的刚硬就好像是一个做事情的，他用一些非常粗的工具，用多了，他的手也渐渐的失去了感觉。
This is a callous.
这个就是刚硬或者是老茧。
Sin deceives us and leads us away from God.
罪会蒙骗我们，带离我们离开神。
Which makes our hearts more calloused or more insensitive to His word.
他也会弄到我们的心对神的道开始刚硬起来。
Please don't reject the gospel.
所以我请你们不要拒绝福音。
If you know that Jesus has died for your sins, then submit to Him in repentance.
如果你知道耶稣基督是为你的罪而死的话，你就必须要认罪顺服他。
So back to our passage, if the seed lands on the good soils,The following verses show the results of a true hearer.
所以我们回到今天的经文，如果那个种子是被撒到好土的话，接下来的几节经文告诉我们这个好土有什么反应。
So these are the responses of the true hearer.
这个就是真正听了道的反应。
So in verse 16, we see that a genuine disciple will not hide.The truth of the gospel.
所以我们知道了，在一个真正的信徒，他不会拒绝圣经的真理。
If the gospel is so good and so readily available, why hide it from anyone?
如果福音真的是那么的好的话，为什么我们要把它藏起来呢？
Verse 17, a true hearer listens authentically.
第十七节告诉我们，一个真正的聆听者，他会真心的听。
There'll be heart change.
他的心会有改变。
When there's no heart change, we're called Pharisees.
如果心里面没有改变，你就是很像一个法利赛人一样。
Pharisees were known as hypocrites.
那些法利赛人就是假冒为善的人。
In verse 18, it says it shows that a true hearer listens fruitfully.
在第十八节，我们看得见一个真正听的人，他会结果子。
Please look at verse 18 in your Bibles, Luke chapter 8, verse 18.
让我们看路加福音第八章第十八节。
Take care then how you hear.
所以你们应当小心怎样听。
You see, positively put, true believers have eternal life and have more fruit and more goodness will be given.
我们从正面去看，真正的信徒会有永生，而且会越结多果子。
And that's elaborated in John 15.
在约翰福音十五章就告诉我们。
But negatively put, false disciples lose everything.
可是负面的就是假信徒一切都会失去。
Especially self-righteous works.
尤其是他们自以为义的行为。
And that's in Philippians 3:8.
在腓立比书三章八节也告诉我。
But if you look at 19 to 21, there's a very interesting discourse.
我们从第十九节到第二十一节看见了非常有趣的一个经文。
Superficially, you think that Jesus is being rude to his family.
从表面看，好像耶稣基督对他的家人有所不敬。
But what Christ is really teaching is that he has a deep relationship with those who hear and do the word.
不过耶稣基督这里所讲的其实就是他与那些听到而且行道的人有一个特别深的关系。
The blood of Christ is thicker than the blood of relatives.
耶稣基督的血比这些亲朋戚友的血还要浓。
He identifies with those who obey him.
他是与那些顺服他的人一起的。
You see, this whole passage must be taken as a whole to see the results of being a good soil.
这一段经文必须要整体的看，因为这里给我们看见了那个好土所带来的成果。
So the principle of listening, if you've already noticed, is that throughout this passage, he's constantly repeating the hearing and holding fast, hearing and doing.
所以我们在这里看得见顺服的这个原则，因为从整段经文我们不断的看见你要听，而且你要做，你要持守，你要听，你要行。
And this is not a new concept, because even in the Old Testament, the word for hear and obey is the same word.
这个不是一个新的教导，因为甚至在旧约里面，听还有顺服用的希伯来文其实是一样的字。
It's like our Malay word sama.
就好像我们的马来字沙妈一样。
In the New Testament, in Greek, hear is akouo, and to obey is hoop akouo.
在新约里面，听的希腊文是 akouo, 而且顺服的希腊文就是 hoop akouo.
They are from the same root word akouo.
他们是来自同一个希腊原文字。
To obey.Is the same as to hear under.
所以顺服也就是听的意思。
In traditional Chinese, the word for listen includes the idea of the undivided attention.
我们在华文字里面也看得见这个听这个字的来源。
You see, when I tell my daughter, Christabel, listen to me.
当我叫我的孩子女儿，你要听我的话。
Do I mean memorize what I just said?
我的意思是否你要记得我所讲的话呢？
She's not paying attention now.
很明显的，她现在不再专心。
What I mean is, Christabel, obey me.
当然，我的意思是你要顺服我。
You see, the Bible is the same. In the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 5, we are told to hear, to learn, and to do the word.
圣经里面所教导的也是一样，比如。生命记第五章第一节也是讲你要听，你要学习，你要遵行。
And in Psalms it tells us to listen and walk.
在诗篇也告诉我们你要听，你要行。
It's a continuous walking. It's not take one step and turn the other way.
当然，这个指的行是不断的行，不是说你行一步然后就走掉的意思。
And if you see in Matthew, when God Himself spoke, he said, "This is my son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
在马太福音十七章五节，当神说话的时候，他讲：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，
certainly,
你们要听他。”
Certainly it's not. Can you memorize the whole Old Testament and New Testament?
这里肯定指的不是叫你要记得全部的圣经的话语。
It's saying obey from the heart.
这里所讲的是你要从心里面顺服他。
Elsewhere in the Gospel of Luke, you see that blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
在路加福音十一章也告诉我们，不如听神之道而遵守的人是有福的。
You see, even as sinful humans, we know that actions speak louder than words.
所以我们甚至来到我们自己本身，我们看到罪人也知道这个原则，就是你所做的比你所讲的更加有效。
It's useless to say I love you, I love you, I love you, but then you're not faithful to that person and you have an affair with someone else.
你如果不断地跟你的丈夫或妻子讲说我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，可是你却有外遇的话，这个说是没有用的。
We have a name for those who say one thing and do another.
我们称那些说一套做一套的人为什么呢？
Hypocrites.
假冒为善。
Jesus is basically saying it doesn't matter what you say, but what you do.
耶稣基督所讲的其实就是你所讲的没有用，你要做才有用。
So our hearts, like the soils, must be prepared to hear the word.
所以我们的心就如那个地土一样，应该预备好来接受神的话。
We need to loosen the soil of our hearts.
我们必须要耕好我们心中的这个土。
Spurgeon said, an old preacher said, it seems to me that there is more preparation needed by the ground than by the sower, more by the hearer than by the preacher.
史不真曾经这么说，看起来那一个土地比撒种的人更加需要准备，听的人比传道的人更加需要准备。
You see, the preacher's commitment to God is to prepare the word, but your commitment to God is to prepare your heart to listen.
传道人对神的责任就是要传神的道，可是你对神的责任就是你必须要预备自己的心来领受神的道。
If you're distracted, you can't listen well. If you're sleeping, you can't listen well.
如果你不专心的话，你不能够听。如果你是在睡觉的话，你不可能听。
See, although I struggle at times, we can all encourage each other to listen better.
虽然我自己本身有时也会挣扎，不过我们能够彼此的鼓励来更加好的听。
Just as Luke 8:15 tells us that we need to hold fast to it with a good heart.
就好像路加福音第八章十五节告诉我们，你必须要持守，用你的诚实善良的心持守。
I would like to share with you how we can probably practice how to listen better.
我希望能够跟你们分享如何有这种顺服的应用。
Here are some things we can do in response to loosen our, the soil of our hearts.
我跟你们分享一些我们可以做的。
Firstly, read and meditate on God's word every day.
首先我们要每天读经还有默想神的话。
You see, if you have a healthy appetite for God's word,
如果你是渴慕神的话，
then you would feed on his word throughout the week.
那么通过一周里面的七天，你会不断地用神的话来喂养自己。
Next, pray throughout the week.
你要常常祷告。
Ask God to give you a soft and receptive heart.
叫神给你一个松软而且愿意接受他的话的心。
Ask Him to illuminate your mind and change your life.
祷告神光照你的心，还有改变你的生命。
Also, even as someone is preaching, you can pray for the preacher.
而且当有人在这里讲道的时候，你可以为传道的人祷告。
If you've heard the gospel 100 times, Have you been praying for the unsaved people around you 100 times?
假如你听了福音100次，是不是100次你都在为周围不信的人祷告呢？
Or are you yawning at the great gospel of God?
或者你是对神的伟大的福音在那里打哈欠？
When you hear the gospel, take time to give thanks to God.
当你听到福音的时候，你要花一些时间感谢神。
And then pray for the unbelievers.
还有为非信徒祷告。
Next, confess your sins.
我们也要认罪悔改。
Unconfessed sins and unreconciled relationships hinder your ability to hear and obey God's word.
还没有向神认的罪，还有未和解的关系，会阻碍你跟神之间的关系。
When your hatred is whispering in your ears and or shouting into your conscience, you are like having earwax. You can't really hear.
当你充满着恨意的时候，这个恨意就好像在你的耳旁那里不断的呼叫，你就好像是充满了耳垢一样，完全听不着。
James 1:21 tells us to put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness.And a positive is receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
雅各书1:21说，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心灵，受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Next, reduce media intake.
下一个，你要减少这个媒体或者电视的影响。
You see, TV watching and preaching are diametrically opposed to each other.
你要知道，看电视还有听到其实是完全相反的。
One is visual, the other is rational.
一个是在视觉上的，另外一个是在思想上的。
One involves the eyes, the other one involves the ears.
一个是用眼睛，另外一个是用耳朵。
One creates passive watchers, the other active listeners.
一个是让你们变成非常的被动，非常的懒惰，另外一个是让你们能够主动的去听。
Too much TV fosters idleness.
如果你是看太多电视或者太多媒体的影响，就会渐渐的懒惰。
It provides information that doesn't really need your response.
因为它不断的供应给你资讯，是不需要你反应的。
In contrast, preaching requires a deep change of heart.
相反的，当你听到的时候，它呼吁你在心里面要有真正的改变。
Be careful, don't let excessive YouTube, TV, Vimeo turn you into lazy listeners.
你们要小心，不要让这些媒体 YouTube 等等的让你们变成了懒惰的人。
Don't become a Sunday version of a couch potato going, 嗯哼，嗯哼，嗯哼。
你们星期天来的时候，不要变成那一个一直做出嗯哼，嗯哼声音的人。
Next, plan ahead and schedule your week around the ministry of the word.
下一个就是我们必须要在一周内好好的安排时间，就是通过
关于
圣经来安排时间。
For many people, church is not a priority of their week.
对很多人来说，来教会不是优先的。
Too often, school, sports, work, whatever, friends, outings.Take precedence over going to church.
很多时候，学校、体育、工作，或者是朋友等等的一些活动
，we make the mistake of letting time be ordered by the world.
这些都看作比神的话更重要，因为我们常常犯的一个错误，就是我们让世界来支配我们的时间
，which views weekends as a time to relax, stay up late.And sleep in.
世界看周末为一个时间，就是让你放松的时间，或者是让你晚睡的时间，或者是迟起的时间。
For Christians, however, Sunday is the most important day of the week.
不过对基督徒来说, 星期天就是一周内最重要的一天。
Schedule your work, get-togethers, and vacations around church.
你安排自己的活动、工作或者是聚会, 甚至是假期等等, 都应该是以教会为首。
Sunday morning starts on Saturday night.
星期天早晨是在星期六晚上开始的。
Make it a habit to be at home on Saturday night.
你在星期六晚上应该有一个留在家里的习惯。
Get a good night's sleep. It's hard to listen when you're nodding off.
你必须要得到一个好的睡眠, 不然你在打瞌睡的时候是不会听得好的。
Get ready on Saturday night to avoid the Sunday morning rush.
你在星期六晚上应该准备好为的是避免星期天早晨的匆忙。
Lay out your clothes, pack the diaper bag.
摆好你的衣服, 你的孩子的尿片也要收好。
Maybe be careful not to watch anything that keeps lingering distractions in your mind.
你应该小心不要看一些能够让你分心的事物。
Or read or do things that you'll still be thinking of while you're in church.
或者是做一些事物或者读一些刊物让你能够分心的这些都不要做。
Like horror movies.
比如看恐怖片。
I can't watch it, that simply because I get distracted, but the images stay and I can't pay attention.
我本身不看恐怖片, 因为那一些画面会留在我的脑海里, 导致我会分心。
And speaking of growling sounds, have a good breakfast before you come.
你来之前也应该吃一个好的早餐。
It's hard to listen over the grumbling of your tummy.
如果你的肚子不但咕噜咕噜地叫的话, 你也是听不进去。
So work together with the rest of your family when you're going to church to create a godly atmosphere on your way there.
你也应该跟你的家人一起同心在来教会的时候的路程当中，你们所做的一切应该是属灵的事。
Try to arrive early instead of late so that you can find a parking lot, get coffee, or just chat with friends.
你应该早一点到，这样你能够好好的 park 车，还有可以喝杯咖啡跟其他人聊聊。
You see, if we come frustrated in the morning, we are not in any condition to hear the word of God.
如果我们来的时候心情非常的不好的话，我们不能够好好听神的话。
Come relaxed and receptive.
我们来的时候要放松自己，而且要有一个预备好的心来接受。
So those were some suggestions and recommendations before and after a sermon, but here are some more during the sermon.
当然这些只是一些来听到还有听到过后的一些建议，不过我还有更多的建议。
And the first would be consistent in church attendance.
首先你要常常聚会。
See, the author of Hebrews warns us against the danger of sporadic worship.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，如果你是间接的来教会，或者是间断式的来教会，是非常危险的。The
verse on the screen says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works." Okay, you can't even stir up the people if you're not here, right? Verse 25, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, not but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书十章二十三节告诉我们，你要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相互激发爱心。 勉励行善，如果你都没有来，怎么激发爱心呢？你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。See,
the principle is simple here. Is it your habit to skip church?
这里的原则是非常简单的，你不来教会，是不是成为一个习惯呢？
Can you honestly say that you're worshiping God while skipping church to do anything else?
你能够真心地说你在敬拜神, 可是你却不在教会里面吗?
We understand when occasional demands such as job duties or infectious diseases or illnesses keeps you out of meeting together.
我们知道我们也明白有些时候因为工作的关系或者是疾病的关系你不能够来聚会。
But if we're missing church because of clubbing on Saturday night or running marathons or weddings or birthdays, that shows we don't care about the Lord's coming at all.
可是如果我们因为星期六晚上喝醉酒而没有来教会, 或者是因为星期天有马拉松赛跑, 或者是婚礼, 或者是生日会等等, 我们就不来教会的话, 这代表了你对神的话根本就不关心。
Of course, this is just not a complete list.
当然这个不是一个完整的清单。
If you're married on Saturday and you're taking a honeymoon, we understand.
如果你星期六, 刚刚行了婚礼, 然后星期天你要去度蜜月, 我们明白。
That's your wedding.
因为那个是你的婚礼。
Regular attendance in church helps us to listen well.
我们常常来教会聚会, 会帮助我们更加好地听到。
Especially if your pastor is preaching through a book in the Bible.
尤其是当你的牧师在讲解圣经里面的某一本书的时候,
here in GBF, our senior pastor is teaching Acts, through Acts, our assistant pastor is teaching through Colossians, and my brother here is teaching through Philemon. So at least you can prepare and read those three books in advance.
我们在恩道堂里面，我们的主任牧师在讲解《使徒行传》, 我们的助理牧师在讲解《哥罗西书》, 还有我们另一个弟兄也在讲解《腓利门书》, 你至少能够先读这几本书卷来预备自己的心。
See, if you skip church, it's like skipping a chapter in a book or going out in the middle of a movie for toilet break, you really miss the whole story after a while.
如果你不来教会的话, 就好像在阅读一本书的时候, 你跳过一个单元, 或者是你在看电影的时候, 去洗手间, 你会错过了一些非常重要的细节。
So if you have to miss church for some legitimate reason, such as work or illness or death in the family, etc., it is good to download the message so that you can keep abreast with the rest of the church.
如果你真正需要, 因为工作的需要, 或者是疾病的关系, 不能够来教会的话, 你至少也可以将, 讲了这一堂道, 给下载来听。
The responsibility to listening well is yours.
要小心听的这个责任是你的。
So, while going to church, we need to be humble, teachable, and have an expectant heart.
当然你来教会的时候, 你的心态必须要谦卑, 而且你必须要向往着要听神的道, 也要有这种渴慕的心。
If you think you already know everything, you can't learn anything.
如果你以为自己什么都懂, 这样你就什么都学不到。
Come to church with a spirit of anticipation.
你来教会的时候, 应该是有一种向往的态度。
Expect God's word to change your life.
你要向往这神的道会改变你的生命。
Psalms 119 verse 18 says, "Open my eyes," and by this it doesn't mean this eye, okay, "that I may behold wonderful things from your law."
诗篇第119篇告诉我们, 求你开我的眼睛, 当然指的不是我们的肉眼, 使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Let's expect the word of God to convict, correct, and comfort us.
我们应该要渴慕神的话会改变我们。
Next, worship with all your heart.
我们也应该热忱地唱诗。
The glorious truths of the songs you sang before, when deeply understood, would loosen the soils of your heart.
当你唱诗歌的时候, 诗歌的, 句子里面往往都有一些非常荣耀的真理, 如果你是深入地明白的话, 会改变你的心。
We speak to God in songs and prayers, and He speaks to us through the sermon.
我们通过祷告, 还有通过唱诗, 与神沟通, 祂就是通过祂的话来与我们沟通。
So sing enthusiastically.
所以我们必须要热忱的唱诗。
Think of the meaning of the words you're singing.
我们唱的时候必须要思想我们所唱的是什么意思。
Don't worry if you go off key.
你就算是唱反调了也没关系。
Don't worry if the person next to you, don't worry about what that person is thinking about your singing.
你也不要担心站在你旁边那个人觉得你唱的如何。
You're singing to the audience of one.
因为你唱的是给一个在听。
We should care more about what God thinks than man.
我们应该更加小心神的看法，不是人的看法。
Also, follow along in your Bibles when the passage is being read.
当然，在我们读经的时候，你应该跟着一起读。
And take notes.
也应该做笔记。
Again, this is a suggestion, okay?
我再重复这些，只是一些建议。
See.This is one of the simplest ways to increase the impact of the sermon on your life.
我们通过这些事情能够增加这个信息在我们生命上的影响。
Take down the key points.
我们只要将主题给写下来。
Don't transcribe this whole sermon.
你不需要把我讲的每一句话都写下来。
These key points will serve as something tangible to refer to later.
因为这些后我们以后回来再看查看的时候会给我们带来帮助。
So that we can practice the word.
这样的话我们就能够应用神的话。
Personally, I keep my daughter's color pencils with me.
我个人常常用我的女儿的一些颜色笔。
Precepts or commandments are in red for me.
典章我就会用红色画着。
Principles are in blue.
原则我会用蓝色。
Promises are in green.
应许就是用青色。
Other shapes and patterns are for repeated ideas of words, like for example in Hebrews 11 where it says by faith, by faith, by faith. I color that all in pink.
有一些字如果是在经文里面不断重复的话，我会用粉红色来涂上。
A short pencil is better than a long memory.
你有一支短铅笔，比有一个非常遥远的纪念更好。
Next, fight distractions.
我们也要对抗一些让我们分心的东西。
So in the cartoon here, the dog is paying attention to the owner, but then when the squirrel goes by, it goes squirrel.
在这个短片那里，这只小狗本来是对主人非常的专心的，不过当有一只松鼠跑过的时候，它就会不断的注意那个松鼠。
Even in this moment here, you know, maybe there are many squirrels in our lives as we listen to the word.
可能我们在这里听到的时候，也有非常多的松鼠在我们的生命中跑过去。
They could be good things.
可能是好事情。
It could be ministry related things.
也有可能是在事工上的事情。
Luke 10.
路加福音十章。
But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
See, whenever the word is preached, there's a spiritual battle going on.
当信息在这里传下去的时候，有一个属灵上的征战。
Whenever the word is preached, Satan wants you to be distracted.
因为当我们在这里传道的时候，撒旦要使你分心。
He'll do everything he can in his power to snatch the word from your heart, so that you can't have it take root and grow and produce fruit.
撒旦会尝试。把你所听的道给夺去，让它不能够在你心里面扎根。
So work hard not to be distracted, or worse still, to become a distraction to someone else.
所以我们必须要尽力不要不要分心，或者更糟的，我们有些时候成为了其他人，使到其他人分心。
If you're surfing the net, Facebook, WhatsApping, or playing digital games, God knows.
如果你是在浏览着互联网，或者是在你的面谱上做一些其他的这个活动，还是你在发短讯，或者是玩游戏，神都知道。
Don't disrespect him.
你不要不尊敬神。
You can't trick him.
你不能够骗神。
He will hold you accountable.
他会有一日要你交账。
Do you not fear the living God?
难道你不敬畏这个活着的神吗？
If you have a medical condition or elderly, we understand that you need to go to the bathroom, and that's fine.
如果你是年长者，或者是你有一些疾病的话，我们明白你必须要上洗手间。
But if you're young, please discipline yourself and buffet your body by going before and after the service.
不过如果你是年轻人的话，你应该要操练自己的身体，你要上洗手间应该在信息之前或之后。
We understand the occasional diarrhea.
我们也明白有些时候你会拉肚子。
When you hear the piano being played, please get ready in silent prayer for service.
当你听见琴声的时候，你就应该静静地准备好自己的心。
We really need to keep from dozing off and daydreaming in church.
你们必须要在教会里面，防止自己分心，防止自己打瞌睡，防止自己做白日梦。
If you find that you're easily distracted, sit up front.
如果你是非常容易分心的话，你必须要坐起来，朝向前。
The first row is always very empty.
我们发现第一排桌椅子常常都是没有人坐的。
Another helpful way to stay focused is to engage with the preacher.
还有另外一个方式让我们能够专心的，就是你要与传道人沟通。
Like several of you are doing, maintaining eye contact, smiling, nodding, answering rhetorical questions, maybe quoting a verse as well.
你们有一些人也是这样做，你们看住那个传道人，你们会对他微笑，也会点点头等等的。
What we say and do during the sermon, as a listener, impacts the preacher more than you ever know.
我们在信息的时候所做的所讲的，其实对讲传道人来说是非常有影响力的。
It can dishearten the preacher.
你们所做的能够使传道人灰心。
On the other hand, when your body language and verbal affirmation shows that you're fully engaged, you're like a cheerleader to the preacher.
可是如果你的行动、你的举止是表示你跟你非常的专心的话，这个会成为传道人的一种鼓励。
And when you listen, listen with diligent discernment.
而且你们听的时候要有一种分辨是非的听法。
See the Bereans in Acts 17 checked up everything.
我们看见使徒行传里面比利的人，他们完全的去查考。
You should also search the scriptures.
我们也应当如此查考圣经。
God holds you personally responsible to determine whether or not what the preacher is saying is biblical or not.
因为神要你负起这个个人的责任，去断定传道人所讲的到底是与否。
So as we see in Romans 10:17 itself, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
我们知道罗马书十章十七节告诉我们，信道是从听道而来的。
So how do you actually listen with discernment?
我们要怎样去分辨的听道呢？
First, check if the interpretation is right.
我们必须要看一下传道人所解释的到底是不是正确的。
And two, if the position taken on the text can be supported by other parts of scriptures.
我们也要查考一下这个传道人的立场跟其他的圣经有抵触吗？
And lastly, if you yourself can apply it to your own life.
最后我们也要看一下能不能够实际的应用在我们的生命上。
Many of the Jewish kids memorize the first five books of the Bible before they turn 6 years old.
有很多希伯这个以色列的这些小孩子，他们在还没有到6岁的时候，已经将摩西五经给背熟了。
It's not if you hear and memorize, but if you do the words.
不过我们所讲的不是你听，也不是记，而是你听了之后有没有行。
although these suggestions that I just laid out to you are very personal,
虽然我所给的这些建议是个人的
but I would suggest that you, if you haven't been trying these, to start.
不过我想要提议的就是，如果这些你都还没有试过，你可以开始尝试。
Perhaps start with the one that you're weakest in.
可能你可以从你最软弱的地方开始。
Is it planning your week?
是不是在计划你的时间安排当中呢？
Or is it fighting distractions?
或者是你常常容易分心？
Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer was martyred in the German Nazi concentration camp 23 days before the German surrender.
有一个非常忠心的德国牧师在因为了主而寻道，他是在这个德国还没有投降23日之前寻道的。
During the oppressive years of Nazi Germany, Bonhoeffer ran an underground seminary for theological students.
在纳粹德国的统治底下，这个牧师他有一个地下的神学院。
He was a very intelligent man.
他是一个非常聪明的人。
However, in his homiletics or preaching class, as he listened to his students preach, he would always listen attentively with his Bible open.
不过当他在听他的学生讲道的时候，他常常都是打开这圣经来听的。
No matter how poor the sermon was,
无论信息讲得多差，
he believed that the preaching of God's word were as though he were listening to the very voice of God.
他相信在听信息的时候，他就是在听神的话，神的声音。
So we should also try to listen like that.
我们也应该这样的听。
Always looking to the text, always engaged, always thinking, always praying.
我们应该常常的看圣经，常常的专心，而且思想祷告。
So do we listen to every message as though we're listening to the voice of God?
我们听信息的时候，是不是就好像听神的声音一样呢？
I'm not saying I am God.
我不是在讲我是神。
But the truth that you hear today is from God's word.
不过你今天所听到的真理是从神的话来的。
Are we constantly examining ourselves?
我们有不断的在查考自己吗？
Don't be a spiritual Eutychus in Acts 20 who fell asleep during Paul's message and fell out the third story window and died.
你不要好像使徒行传二十章那里的犹推古一样，他在听保罗讲道的时候，他睡着了，从楼上掉了下来，死去了。
I'm not saying that you fall if you fall asleep.
我不是在讲你会跌下来。
But I feel really sorry for Eutychus.
不过我非常同情犹推古。
First, he was listening to the apostle Paul and he fell asleep.
因为首先他是在听使徒保罗讲道，他竟然睡着了。
And secondly, he died, which is very unpleasant circumstances.
当然他睡着了，跌了下来而死去了，这个是也是非常可悲的。
But even more 闹鬼 than all that, Luke was there to record the whole thing in Book of Acts.
我更加羞愧的就是路加把这个事件给记载了下来。
So let us be careful not to give meaningless mm-hmm, mm-hmm.Like the quiet husband.
所以我们要小心，不要在这里做一些无谓的嗯哼嗯哼。
Let us do the word and not lose the word.
我们要行道，不然我们将会把这道给失去了。
Let us practice like the basketballer or the Japanese speaker. Let us practice listening well.
让我们锻炼自己，让我们操练自己来好好的听。
There is always hope.
希望一定有的。
We can always improve how we listen, no matter how well you've been listening or how poorly you've been doing.
我们常常都有这个进步的这个希望，无论我们是之前做的不好，我们还是可以进步。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be pleased by our listening every week, whether it be listening to your preached word or listening to a sermon or listening to the author of a good Christian book. Help us to be good listeners, to always not critique the style or the delivery method, but to critique ourselves to see if there be any wicked ways within us that needs to be changed. Help us all to be humble before you as you speak. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.